Good morning. Our WSJM Sports Road Trip makes a stop at Lake Michigan College this morning. We talk Red Hawk athletics. Our road trip is brought to you in part by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, where estimates are always free on M139 in Benton Harbor. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, lower prices under your car. By Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together. Plangers Furniture in Benton Harbor, providing Southwest Michigan with the finest furniture and home decor since 1952. By Audubon Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe, keeping your European automobile on the road. And New Buffalo Area Schools, creating a culture of learning and respect. Again, at Lake Michigan College, as we talk Red Hawk athletics, we're going to start things off talking women's basketball. Head coach Patrick Daniel is with us. It's been a few weeks since we've had a chance to talk, and a lot has happened, including a nice little run in the national tournament. Good to see you, boss.
Good to see you.
How you been?
Thanks for having us. I've been good.
You had a nice little break after the tournament.
Got a break. Got some vacation in. Yeah. So came back. So ready to finish out the semester.
You came back, and not many people thought you were going to. Just extend the vacation a little
bit. Yeah, my daughter has to go back to school, so I can't keep her out of school. But no, I'm happy to be back and needed that rest to kind of get away for a little bit.
And, you know, we talked to you so many times during the season, but it's our first chance after the season to just say congratulations on everything. I mean, for the team and for you personally, the awards you got, congratulations.
Thank you. It was a great season. These ladies worked very hard for it. You know, you can't get those type of awards if you're not successful in terms of wins. And we did that, and it was a great, great season.
And I asked you probably midway through the season, as the success was coming, and then you were playing for the conference championship, and the possibility of making the national tournament. And before the season even started, I asked, did you think it was a possibility? I ask these three.
Well, that's the expectation.
Uh-huh.
You know, we go into every year believing that we're going to be able to compete for championships and make the national tournament. So early on, no, I can't say. You know, we were a young team. You know, we were just kind of getting to know each other and kind of mm-hmm. figure out how we were going to be as a team. But as the season went on, as I would tell them, they could be one of the best teams in the country, you know, if we play like we were supposed to play. And they did that. So they'll tell you, yeah, I was telling them mid-year, like, hey, ladies, like, we're really good, you know, but we have to do things to get better. So start of the season, no. Middle of the season, yeah. End of the season, yeah.
Most definitely, yeah. You brought a supporting cast with you this morning. Who'd you bring with you?
Monet Palmer, sophomore for us, Jayla Bibbs, freshman for us, and Samantha Jenkins, also a sophomore.
You guys, you know, we said it to the coach, but haven't really at all had a chance to talk to you individually and just say congratulations on the season. It was fantastic. You guys were an awful lot of fun to watch play, too. I mean, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Jayla, for you, getting national honors, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I haven't had a chance to ask you, coming from high school here in Southwest Michigan, what brought you to Lake Michigan College? Anything that drew you here? Was it just the coach's personality?
Closer to home.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's nice being able to play close to home because you have some folks from town that get a chance to come and see you play once in a while.
Yeah.
Now, did you expect the success, you know, when the season first started, did you expect a run like you guys made this year?
No.
No?
No.
Any big surprises? What surprised you the most?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
She's a little nervous, I guess, early this morning.
That's okay.
Okay. Jayla, what surprised you about this year? Anything at all?
Being named Player of the Year and everything. That stood out to me.
That did surprise you, huh?
Yeah.
What about Monet? Your sophomore season here, and maybe you knowing what you had coming back from last year, and now during the preseason and all that, did you expect a run that you guys made this year?
Yeah, I had confidence from the start of the season that we was going to be a good team.
And anything that jumped out to you that was the success for you guys? What made the season so successful that you can maybe one or a couple of things that you can put your finger on?
I think getting to nationals, that was a big moment for us because a lot of people didn't expect us to do that this year.
And Sam, for you, the season that you had this year, congratulations on that. And were you surprised with the success that you personally had or the team had?
For the team, I wasn't surprised. I knew we had it. And then just personal success, I didn't expect it, but I'm thankful for the achievements that I
How fun was this made. Season?
Very fun, yeah? Honestly. Yeah, coach makes it fun, too. So.
Oh, you know what? The first question I wanted to ask, and I forgot it. Did you ever find that red suit?
I had a red jacket. We couldn't do the pants. I didn't have enough time to get them all tailored and all that. So we did have a red jacket on. I actually broke the button during the game. So I got to get that fixed.
Get a little excited during the game?
I did. It was an exciting game. Unfortunately, we lost by two. But we had a lot of fun out at Nationals. It's a great experience. Meeting the other teams, meeting the other coaches. They had a dance-off. The very first night of banquet, the teams did while the coaches are sitting in a meeting. So they just made it a really good tournament for us in a competition. And, it's something that you want to strive to get back to.
Dance off. If you were just the Red Hawks themselves, your team, were to have a dance off, who's going to win? Monet, who would be your guest to win the dance off just on the LMC basketball team?
Amaya.
All right.
I'm going to go with my brother Amaya.
Amaya? Okay. Yeah.
Probably Amaya.
Yeah? Got the moves?
Yeah.
Now, if Coach were to enter the contest, would he have a chance?
Amaya.
Amaya.
I want to remember that.
So am I. Beginning of next year, I think maybe we got to do a Facebook Live and just see who's got the moves. Monet, for you, what's next for your future?
I plan on continuing to play basketball, but I haven't chosen a college yet.
Great. And now your 2 years here at Lake Michigan College, something you're not going to forget.
Yeah, it was a heck of a ride.
Yeah, I bet it was. I bet it was. Jaylor, for you, I'm going to assume the answer is yes. Would you like to play basketball after Lake Michigan College?
Yes.
Definitely. Sam, for you?
I'm not sure where I'm going yet, but the plan is to play.
All right.
After.
I mentioned this so many times with you when you would come up during our broadcast in between the games. What really made your team so enjoyable to watch was night in and night out, there was a different young lady that stepped up and had a big game for you. I mean, there was not one individual that everyone had to focus on, because if they did, somebody else stepped up and had a big game for you. This was a really special team for you.
It was. That was always our advantage. I'm not a coach that says, hey, one player has to go out and specifically do certain things. It's about the team. If these young ladies weren't playing well, someone else was going to step up, even from the bench. So, at the end of the day, it's about team. And then for us, defense wins championships. So I now can say that every time I'm out there, because we proved it this year. So they played as a team, and I think that was the most important piece of our success.
And Monet and Jayla and Sam, for you guys, if it wasn't basketball, if there was another sport you could see yourself playing college athletics, what would be another sport?
Jayla? Softball.
Softball. Okay. Coach? Monet?
Track.
Okay. Sam?
Probably softball.
All right. One sport you could not see yourself playing at the next level?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Volleyball.
Yeah? Now, you've got how many young ladies coming back for next year?
Eight.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's eight that's coming back. And then, of course, we're recruiting now. So, we're excited about next year. It'll be a little different, because you're going in and teams want to make sure you don't get that success again. Yeah. But, then the talk will be where you're more experienced now. It's just about being able to do the things that we need to do to be successful. So we're really excited about next year.
Sam, studies-wise, what are you looking to what kind of degree are you looking to graduate with?
Special education.
Oh, outstanding. Jayla?
Criminal justice.
Okay. Monet?
Fashion design.
I try to remember you telling it now. Well, okay, hang on. Fashion design. You couldn't go on to Monet and get red pants?
She never offered.
Okay.
I'm just saying, she never offered. I'll remember that next time, Monet. I'll call you wherever you are and say, hey, I need a red suit. Design it for me. Send it to me, and we'll go from there. Fair enough?
Okay. Now, Coach is one of the best-dressed coaches in the conference. Or not one of the. He's the best-dressed coach in the conference. If he's coming out, you know, after you guys have had your pregame meeting and he goes into the locker room and change, has he ever come out of the Monet, come out of the locker room, go onto the bench, and you think, what in the world are you thinking? That just does not go together. Have you ever thought about that with Coach?
No, because my coach know how to dress.
That's what I'm talking about.
He does know how to dress. I remember asking you one time if you have you ever worn the same suit twice?
I did a couple times this year because it was, you know, quote-unquote special meetings. When I got to the 100th game, you know, wore the black suit with the red tie. And so some of the suits did have some special meetings with this team. Yeah. So, but we'll add some more suits to the collection for next year.
The wardrobe keeps growing and growing.
Yes.
How special was it? What kind of an experience was it for you guys in the national tournament? You make your trip down to Arkansas, and Monet for you. Just what was the experience like for you? Not many teams can say you're in the national championship tournament. How special was it?
Yeah, it was very special, you know, just the moments we had, and I would just sit there and be like, wow, like, we really at nationals. So it was like, it was real fun.
Jayla, for you, what was the experience like?
It was amazing. It felt good to be there with the team, to experience this and everything. I liked it.
When you were in high school, did you ever think playing for a possible national championship in college?
Not really.
And you had the opportunity here. And Nassan, for you, what was the experience like?
Definitely one to remember. I mean, I knew that, like, we had a good chance of getting there. But then, like, once you're there, you're like, Mo said, like, wow, like, mm-hmm. we're really here. So.
Yeah. And for you, when you were in high school, obviously it would be a dream. But did you ever think you'd have a chance to play in a national tournament and possibly have an opportunity to win a national championship?
Honestly, no.
Yeah. Not many opportunities are there for you. Coach, other than these three young ladies, and we've talked about it so many times, we've talked about some of the other young ladies that really made a big difference for you this year.
It's a lot. All of them.
I should have brought the roster with me.
Yeah. Taylor Sigalas played really big for us in the paint. Lachelle Knox kind of came on from Lakeshore High School, you know, kind of started off slow. But near the middle, near the end of the season, she was starting for us. Amaya Flowers from Illinois, you know, the best dancer on the team, I've learned. she was great for us. You know, had a little rough patch there in the middle of the season, but again, came on. They all supported each other just so much. Delaney Basker, Morgan Hughes, Brianna Alexander, you know, who last year was kind of dealing with some injuries, but was able to come back, and she had some really big games late for us, especially the Muskegon game here for the championship. You know, she came off the bench and played the entire second half. So, you know, it was total team effort in terms of how we played, how they supported each other. You know, to be honest with you, they weren't the best practice team. They did not practice as well as I would have liked, but what they showed up in the game, and they showed me that they did listen to what we were talking about in practice, and they would do it on the court. So again, just a total team effort.
Before we let you guys go, if you're on a road trip and it was up to you, and you're asking, you're going to pull the bus over to McDonald's, Burger King, or Taco Bell?
Oh, boy.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell for Jalen. Monet?
Taco Bell.
Yeah. Sam?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Coach?
I didn't like Taco Bell. McDonald's. McDonald's for me.
Well, you guys, congratulations on everything. We appreciate you getting up early and coming on.
Thank you.
I'm glad I had a chance to congratulate each one of you on the season. And I meant what I said, too. You were an awful lot of fun to watch play, and it was a great season.
Well, we appreciate it. We had a lot of fun, and, you know, we'll look forward to it October 1st and see what we can do. See if we can do it again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next year already.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. More coming up from Lake Michigan College, the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Gas prices are going up every week in Michigan, but it's on the West Coast that they are way higher and could reach $4 a gallon by the end of the week. GasBuddy.com's Patrick Nahan says a combination of high crude prices, accidents at refineries, and flooding in the Midwest disrupting ethanol production have sent prices on the West Coast soaring.
Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Arizona all facing challenges of their own with prices rising double digits in the last week.
As for Michigan, Nahan says the $3 per gallon mark is going to be the norm until around the end of next month, with some fluctuations. Prices starting rising to around $2.99 a gallon on Wednesday afternoon. Under current Michigan law, those who are charged repeatedly for a third or fourth degree child abuse face the same sentence as a first offense. The state senate this week passed bills to change the law. Senator Peter Lucido of Macomb County is the sponsor and says the penalties for these repeat offenses need to be harsher.
If it's a severe broken bones, then it becomes child abuse first degree, which is a 10-year felony. If it becomes bruising and welts or a slap where there's a like a strawberry, they call them, that could be either third or a fourth degree child abuse.
The maximum sentence for third degree child abuse currently is 2 years, and this bill would make it 5 years for a second offense. Fourth degree child abuse is a 1 year misdemeanor. The legislation would increase a second offense for that crime to a felony punishable by up to 2 years in prison. There are just 4 days left until income tax forms are due to be e-filed or postmarked. And if you're a procrastinator, you could get a nasty surprise when you go to the website and find the forms are completely different this year. Detroit-based IRS spokesperson Luis Garcia says, don't panic because even though the forms are different, they should be much simpler to prepare. He adds a lot of people who itemize may find it's a better deal to just take the larger standard deduction and call it a day.
The vast majority of tax filers, it's even simpler because they often don't even see those forms. They're either using a professional, a paid professional, or they're using tax software.
If you haven't filed yet, you've got until 11:59 p.m. on Monday. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.
Award-winning Lakeshore Public Schools kindergarten registration takes place on Friday, April 12th and Monday, April 15th. Kindergarten is a full-day program for students who turn 5 by September 1st. Parents, please join our secretaries and principals at your home school of either Roosevelt, Stewart, or Hollywood to begin the registration process for your Little Lancer. Enrollment is April 12th from 9 a.m. to noon or April 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. Visit lpslancers.net for more information. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence.
On 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. The road trip at Lake Michigan College this morning. Our WSJM Sports road trip brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools, Audubon Imports, Plangers Furniture, Wanderley Public Schools, and Pro Muffler and Brake Shop. We turn our attention to LMC Redhawk Baseball. Zach Wasserman is the head coach, and it's just been a couple weeks since we had a chance to talk to you, but good to see you again.
Good to see you again.
Yeah. You start to win some ball games, and we come to you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you guys coming. This is awesome. Yeah.
Since you were on with us, you've rattled off a nice little stretch here, hasn't
it? Yeah, we have. The boys have been playing some really good baseball. It's been exciting.
Yeah.
It's been exciting.
Has it been pitching that's come around? Has it been hitting that's coming around as of late?
Well, it's just been cleaner baseball, and that's kind of one of the things that we talked about last time I was on the show, and it's one of the things that we've been trying to stress as a program was just playing cleaner baseball, making routine plays and throwing strikes, and then obviously the three guys I have here getting some timely hits, and you know, once you start running one off, it gets contagious. Mm-hmm. So overall, the boys have been playing much, much better. So I mean, all the credits to them.
Now, looked at on what winners of five of your last six?
Yeah, five of our last six.
Can you talk to Joe Madden? Maybe it turned things around in Chicago.
No, I've still got a lot of learning to do on my end as well. So,
but the last win against you swept Adrian in a doubleheader, right?
We did. We went over there and played their JV team. So it was a lot of some of the backups and some of the freshmen that don't get a chance to play. So boys went over and the bats were hot and got a couple of really good quality starts and came away with two W's.
Nice. And who'd you bring with you here this morning?
Brought the middle of my lineup, Caleb Burke from Grand Ledge, and then obviously my two Buchanan boys, Chad Atkinson and Dalton Riddle.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for getting up early.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Nice stretch. Congratulations on that. I asked Coach, maybe I'll ask you guys, what do you think has helped a little bit in the latest stretch for you guys?
I think playing defense and playing clean baseball. In the beginning of the season, we had a lot of errors. I think we've started to clean that up, and like Coach was saying, having some timely hits really helped.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew we had a lot of potential just from the fall. Had a good fall season, won a lot of games, and it was just transferring that momentum into the spring season here.
I think it was mainly our offense and defense coming together. Instead of just one here, one there, it all came together, and we're playing pretty good baseball.
You know, it's nice to talk to college student-athletes here at Lake Michigan College, because when you leave high school, you've got choices. You've got options to go. What brought you to Lake Michigan College? What attracted you to want to play baseball and start your college academic career here at LMC?
I think the biggest thing was how close it was to home. I really wasn't one that wanted to go super far away. Now I feel like I could, but I went to Buchanan High School, so it's about a 25-minute drive. I think that was the most important thing that brought me to Lake Michigan.
And it helps you to take the next step
It does. Warrior. Yeah, and just to get some time under your belt, it really helps.
Mm-hmm. The same for me. It's close to home, and it also had welding here, which I take, and not many schools offer a welding program. They have a good welding program, so that really helped me come here.
Awesome. For me, it was the development opportunities. Give me a couple more years to get bigger, faster, stronger, and get some real experience on the field for trying to transfer somewhere bigger.
Zach, I think we asked you when you were on the coaches with us a couple weeks ago, do you like the recruiting process? Do you like going out and recruiting these guys?
Yeah, I do. It's a lot of fun. The relationship building, getting to meet people, and getting them to see a little window into who I am as a coach and my personality is a lot of fun for me. And trying to be as authentic as I can with these guys instead of being – it's got a really bad stigma with recruiting because there's a lot of used car salesman type of mentalities out there. So I just try and – explain who we are as a program, who I am going to be as a coach, and try and be as straight up honest with these guys as I can. And it's been a lot of fun for me. Like I said, it's always much more fun when they say yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, a lot more fun when they say yes.
And would it be hard to say no to this guy?
Yeah, it was. It was. Good at selling it. It was good.
He comes up with a big smile, the personality. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
It's straight up.
Well, and that's what you're looking for in a high school student athlete. And when you're out recruiting, too, one thing that Lake Michigan College makes it easy is it's an easy institution to pitch. I mean, you're not just pitching your program. You're pitching Lake Michigan College.
I am, yeah. And one of the things that's really nice is our location. You know, we talked about that back in the summer when I first took the job. You know, the guys come from down south. They come from the lower part of Berrien County in Buchanan, and you just come right up the bypass, and you're right there. Or, you know, Grand Ledge all the way over in Lansing, you just come by 94. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's in a really good location and a great opportunity for guys to use their 2 years to transition. So it's nice.
And Dalton is the big fisherman, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you are. Do you get much fishing in during the spring when you're playing baseball?
Yeah, usually after weekend games like Saturdays or midweek when I don't have classes, I usually try to go.
Nice. What are you, the other guys now, Chad and Caleb, hobby outside of playing baseball?
I actually grew up with Dalton. He's my best friend, so me and him do go fishing quite often after Saturday games. And then I also don't have class on Thursdays, so I like to go fishing and spend some time with Dalton.
Did you just go out in the river and fish a lot? Or
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
They try and hunt, too. Heard the stories.
I heard the stories of them going out. Dalton shot a deer this year, though, so I try to hunt.
Should any of these stories shareable or no?
Oh, no, it was just me giving them a hard time. I said they go out all the time and couldn't find anything, so it was a rough fall.
Caleb, hobby outside of baseball?
Just really hanging out at the dorms with the boys.
Nice.
Just chilling.
Do you guys have a Major League Baseball team you follow? Do you watch much baseball at all? You know, when you were in high school or even now, do you follow much Major League Baseball?
I try watching the Tigers, but I mean.
Hey, they're first.
Really?
Yeah.
So I watch the Tigers.
Their pitching's been amazing this year. It's been spectacular. The hitting still has to come around, but their pitching's been amazing.
They're a young team.
Yeah, yeah, they are. And then Chad and Dalton, you guys watch much baseball at all?
I don't watch much baseball, but when I do, it's usually the Cubs or the Tigers, local teams.
Okay.
I would have to agree with Dalton. I don't watch as much as I should probably, but I like the Cubs and Tigers as well, just local teams.
Who did you guys pick in the NCAA tournament, by the way? Did you have a team that you picked?
I had UNC. Okay. Winning it all. I had UNC and Michigan. Michigan kind of let me down, but stuff happens.
Yeah, stuff happens.
I actually had Virginia to win, but I had them playing Duke, and that was a sad day.
But at least they won it, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I had Duke, but I was rooting for the hometown team, MSU, all the way.
That would have been something else, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would have been.
Who was your pick, Coach?
I didn't actually fill out a bracket. It gets really tough when your alma mater gets bounced in the first round. So it was kind of a – they got bounced before everybody got home from school, so that's kind of a rough look for us.
I don't know why, but for some reason I picked Tennessee to win. Like, after I filled that out, I go, should I go back? And I didn't want to take the time to redo it, so I just went with Tennessee. That was a fun championship game. I asked the ladies with basketball, and I asked you guys, if you're on a road trip and you're going to have the bus driver pull off for lunch or dinner afterwards, Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell?
I'm going to have to go with McDonald's.
Okay.
I've got to go with Burger King, but we never stop there, so it kind of hurts.
Yeah, I'll put a vote towards Burger King.
Yeah?
It don't really matter to me. Yeah, just
wherever the bus goes.
What do you guys want? All right, we'll stop there.
We'll stop there. Yeah. Who are some of the other guys that have stepped up for you this year that are having nice years for you?
On the mound, Deshaun Herskin, local kid, Benton Harbor, is really throwing well for us in conference. I mean, just really doing a great job in that second game because it gets really tough. You know, you play back-to-back doubleheaders for a conference, so it's a lot of ball being played in a short period of time, and you can just tell with after seven innings, the energy, the enthusiasm gets, you know, dwindled. And for him to just come out and give us great outings time and time again, you know, last outing, last Friday against Grand Rapids, in GR, he went a complete game. No walks, nine strikeouts, wow. And got us out of a really big bases loaded, nobody out jammed, get us the way sweep. So it was awesome. He really stepped up, manned up, went strikeout, flyout, and got us out of it. And then the floodgates opened. We scored a bunch top of the seventh and came away with an away sweep.
Now in the field, where do you have these three guys playing?
So Chad's my catcher. Dalton floats between center and right. And then Caleb's my starting shortstop.
All right. Any other position that you've played in the past, as long as you've been playing baseball?
Really anywhere. Growing up, the coaches just threw us wherever to be prepared when we got older, play whatever position we fit best to.
Is there a position that you don't want coach to ask you to play?
Oh, man. I don't want to be a catcher.
No?
No. Keep me out of there.
Yeah. Chad can say I'm a little tough on my catchers.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, sure?
For sure.
He is tough on you.
He is.
And now, have you been a catcher all along, or have you played other positions?
Yeah, I have. I've caught most of my life. I've played a little bit of outfield, but this year I haven't been able to get out there at all.
Do you want us to start a campaign to get you out in the?
No, that's all right.
I mean, we can make your push right now. I mean, we could right center or left field. What would your preference be?
Probably left field, but our left fielder, he's hitting the ball really well right now. Cole Searles,
he's been killing it.
You've been playing a lot of baseball lately. You may want to spell your left fielder for a couple of innings and
just send him out there.
Yeah.
So we got a Kickstarter campaign for Chad to get on the bump, Chad to get in left, and then Ryan Remus to get on the bump.
That's right.
That was the last time I was on here.
Yeah, that's Marks right. We got to get Ryan on. At least an out.
I don't know if I'm willing to give up that much power yet.
Well, it'd be like me in basketball. The only time I got in was when we were up or down by 40.
Oh, man, that's tough.
So if you got, I got used to it.
Yeah.
And it didn't take me long to realize that, maybe I'm better off doing something else other than playing basketball.
Well, you're great at this.
We started videotaping some of the games. You know, the coach was asked us to do it, and we thought, you know what, there's a microphone on this thing, so we'll just add commentary. And eventually he stopped. He turned the sound down when the team was looking at the video. It was fun.
Yeah.
I thought we were entertaining, but he didn't.
Clearly he didn't think the same.
And I think the players, maybe that was the problem, is they thought it was too funny, and he shut the sound down. Dalton, for you, other positions that you've played in the past?
I do some pitching, but I mean, when I was younger, I played all around, but I definitely don't want to play catcher.
Okay.
Like I'm too tall for that.
Chad, is there a position you do not want coach to ask you to play?
Probably on the bump. I haven't pitched since 10 or 12 U, so it's probably not a good idea to put me on the mound.
So we'll just axe that campaign right now. Hopes to play after Lake Michigan College? Would you like to play?
For sure.
Yeah?
For sure. There's a couple schools that coach have contacted me with, but I'm not really sure where I'm going to go.
Academically, what are you studying?
I'm studying business right now, and I'll get my degree in the spring.
Okay.
Well, here, actually, in 3 weeks, so pretty excited about that.
Yeah, nice. Dalton?
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to play on. I'm not sure where, but I really enjoy baseball and stuff, and it keeps me active and stuff, and I really want to keep playing.
Awesome. And studying for you?
I do welding. I also do a little bit of the machining classes here, but it's mainly welding is what I focus on.
Caleb, from an earlier comment, I have to imagine you'd like to continue to play baseball after LMC.
Yeah, for sure. Just waiting on opportunities to come about.
And for you, what are you studying?
Business.
Outstanding. All right. Well, congratulations on the run you guys are on
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And how much left of the season is? I know you guys are in action tomorrow.
That's right.
At home.
At home.
Weather permitting.
weather permitting. Yeah, no doubt. Fingers crossed. We're right about halfway through our season. We got about 20 games left.
Okay.
Yeah, so four more conference weekends, including this one, and then a couple of midweeks scattered in there. Macomb, Schoolcraft on Tuesdays, and then we've got Glen Oaks this weekend, Ancilla, Mid-Michigan, and Muskegon are our four conference weekends left. So boys are playing really well right now. We're just kind of, that's why I'm still growing the beard, because in my line of work, you don't mess with momentum.
Yeah.
So you just kind of let it roll. And they've been playing really well, and it's all been a credit to them. You know, they've really stepped up, and they've kind of had the attitude that enough's enough. And there's definitely a great deal of belief when they step between the lines now, and a lot more fun to watch.
Well, if you're growing the beard and if you keep winning, here's hoping that I don't recognize you next time I see you.
No doubt.
All right.
No doubt. That'd be great.
Good
thanks for coming in. We appreciate
right.
you guys
yeah,
having
you guys,
us.
Guys, thanks for getting up and coming in. Congratulations on the threats. Good
thanks,
luck
Phil.
The rest
appreciate
of the season.
It.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from Lake Michigan College. It's the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Lower prices under your car, we promise. Your estimate is always free, and we're glad to show you the work you need. We promise. A better feeling on the road when you trust your family's safety to Pro Muffler and Brake Shop. Lower prices under your car, we promise.
My name is Jennifer Bauer, and I have had the privilege of teaching at New Buffalo for 30 years. I am currently the peer-to-peer coordinator. Peer-to-peer is a program in which high school students receive credit for helping other students in the classroom. We currently have 31 high school peer mentors. These high school student mentors receive training throughout the school year on how to help students be more successful in the classroom. If you are interested in becoming a student mentor, please come to New Buffalo High School and join our peer-to-peer program. Feel the rewards that come from helping others and making a positive difference in someone's life.
It's Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, where right now, select John Deere tractors and zero-turn mowers come with a free gift card worth up to $300. Nothing runs like a deer when it comes to cutting big yard work down to size. Use your gift card to gear up with attachments, then set out for greener pastures. Today is the day for doing. Buy a select John Deere, get a gift card. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through April 17th in store online. Gift card amount varies by model.
The college basketball tournament is over, and after all of the madness, Shannon Moore from Three Oaks is our Bracket Madness winner from WSJM Sports in the Buck in downtown St. Joe. Not only did Shannon have the best overall bracket, she also successfully predicted the two teams playing for the national championship and who won it all. Along with bragging about having the best local bracket, Shannon is also $500 richer. Congratulations to Shannon Moore, our Bracket Madness winner from the Buck in downtown St. Joe and 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Our stop this week has is a Lake Michigan College as we talk LMC Lady Redhawks softball right now with head coach John Julin. Lady Redhawks getting some national love now, too. Congratulations on that.
Appreciate that. Thanks for coming in.
And, with the national rankings and you're getting recognition, here's a perfect situation where you put the work in and it'll pay off, right?
Yeah, this is a hard-working group, and we've talked all season about where we can be, and I think they understand that. I think they know that we're a good team, that we can be better.
Where have you seen, when you made your trip down south to Alabama, right?
Yeah, we started at Panama City, and then we ended up in Alabama.
Okay, and where have you seen the team improve since you've gotten back home? And again, it's a little bit different playing in the southern climate, right? Than it is playing up here when it's like 40 degrees outside. Where have you seen the team improve the most since you've been home?
Our hitting, by far. We're really hitting the ball right now.
Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
This is Jordan Swinehart from Mattawan.
Hi.
This is Cassidy Zavaroff from Lakeshore. And this is Jenna Walter from Coloma.
You guys, thanks for coming in and joining us. Appreciate you. And good to see you. Now, Jenna, you're riding a little momentum from Coloma, just a little bit, right?
Kind of. I wasn't on their team last year, but I was the year before.
Yeah. And are you still, do you find yourself following them since you graduated?
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. I go back, watch games, yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Nice. What positions did you play for Coach there in Coloma?
I play third base.
Okay. Is that where you have it right now?
No, I have it first.
Big transition or no?
No. It's still a corner. It's just opposite side of the batter. So it's a little different, but not too bad.
Have there been other positions that you've played, or has it been mainly infield for you?
All infield. I have played first before, so that wasn't much of a difference to come back to first and second and third. So I've played around the infield, but no outfield. None of that.
Do you still keep in touch with Coach Goodline, though?
Yes.
Do you?
Yep.
Awesome. Yep. Yeah, good. All right. And Cassidy, for you, position-wise, what did you play in high school?
I played pretty much anywhere in the infield. Started some games at first, some at second, some at short, some at third.
Oh, wow.
It was just a toss-up.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite spot?
Third or second is definitely favorite spots.
All right. Yeah. And Coach has you where right now?
Third.
Okay. All right. And Jordan, for you, coming in high school at Mattawan, you were playing what position?
Mainly second base, but shortstop here and there.
Okay. And you are where right now?
Second base.
All right. So you're in a little natural position.
Yeah.
Have there been positions that you don't want to be asked to be playing? I asked some of the guys in baseball, if there's a position you don't want Coach to ask you to play.
Definitely catcher.
Don't want to be behind the plate.
I don't know how our catchers do it. I can't do that for more than a minute, let alone a whole inning.
Jen and Cassie?
Mine's definitely outfield. I'd be the person just getting distracted looking around, so that's not me.
Yeah, outfield is mine, too. I can't track a fly ball to save my life.
Now, what was funny before we went on is Coach Jewell has these stats sitting in front of him. And, Jenna, you made reference to those, you put those stats away. What stat don't you want the coach to mention?
My strikeouts. It's been a little rough patch, but.
Has it?
Yeah, for sure.
How tough is it, Justin, to play high school softball to college softball? Now, granted, you played, last year, but do you remember the adjustment going from high school to college softball and the biggest adjustment you had to make?
Yeah, it wasn't really much different for me. I think that's partially coming from a good program in high school. But I don't know, maybe just the pitching. You see more better pitchers than you do in high school.
Cassidy, for you, is there one or a couple things that were big adjustments for you going from high school to college softball?
The biggest thing is probably girls are a lot bigger, a lot stronger. They can hit harder. But for me, it wasn't that big of an adjustment either because we also, at Lakeshore, we played a lot of hard teams. Mm-hmm. And our coach would, do that on purpose to prepare us for after high school.
Jordan, biggest adjustment for you?
I remember the biggest adjustment is just the pace of the game, in between pitches. I just felt like it was quicker. It's quicker now than it was in high school.
And as of late, this your team has rattled off, four straight wins. So pretty nice stretch. And here in the month of April, I mean, you've only lost two games.
Yeah, we're probably maybe three hits away from being unbeaten in the conference.
Really?
We had opportunities to win the three games we lost late, actually. So we're right there. We're playing hard, and defense has been outstanding. But I keep telling them, we got to get better.
We're at Lake Michigan College, the road trip here on WSJM Sports. I know you were with us a few weeks ago on the coaches, but different audience here on a Thursday morning. Other than these three young ladies, who have been some of the other top performers for the Lady Redhawks softball team?
Well, I talk about our infield all the time. If there's a better infield in the conference, I'd like to see it. I haven't seen it yet. Tegan Bays has really stepped up and played a great shortstop, and we've had some adjustments. Brenna Madry is really doing a good job in the outfield and hitting pretty well. And Jaden Hutzel, who was on the state championship Coloma team last year, is really doing well for us, and she's hitting very well. And Kiara Herson from Pawpaw, she's doing a good job as far as hitting also. Got her in the number two spot. A lot of speed. So it's actually been a team effort. I mean, everybody has contributed. These girls really like each other. They like being around each other. And you can just tell, it's a really good bond. So I enjoy coming to practice. I enjoy seeing them every day. And there's exciting things happening. We just hope, we can continue this streak we're on.
And it's nice to have somebody quite close to you help you out with coaching, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, my wife of 34 years and 25 years of coaching, she's outstanding. She's my backbone. I could not do this if she was not here. So it's she keeps me straight and more detailed than I am.
Yeah? Who's good cop, bad cop? Between two guys. Mel's chuckling over there.
Good MJ's cop, bad cop.
Coach John's definitely the good cop.
I second that. Yeah, I second that.
MJ's bad cop.
Yeah. Is he one of the more laid-back, mellow coaches you've come across, Coach Jewel?
For sure. Coming off of playing for Lakeshore, Denny Dock is a really tough coach to play for, and he's really hardcore and, like, yelling and intense. So
he brings his football voice to softball, right?
Yes, he really does.
That's the same thing for me. Coach Gunline was a yeller, and I mean, she'd get on you. I mean, it was good at some points, but Coach is really just laid back and kind of lets us figure it out ourselves.
Next time I go see Coach Goodline or Coach Doc, it's like, I understand you guys are yellers. Inside sources tell me that you're yellers. Is Coach one of the more laid back and relaxed coaches you've come across?
I'd say he's pretty laid back, but it's really nice. I came from Mattawan, so my coach was Alicia Smith, and she ran her program like really like pretty similar to theirs, like really like strict and all that stuff, but. Coach is pretty laid back, but he definitely knows when to check us. Like if we fall a little bit astray, he'll come out.
Was Coach a yeller in high school, like the other two?
No.
Just straight.
No, she was like the kind to just wear shades and like keep her cool. She had like hidden anger. hidden anger. And you guys know what I'm talking about too.
That's outstanding. Other sports you've played? Have you played other sports other than softball?
I've played basketball and volleyball as well.
All right. If you weren't playing softball in college, could you see yourself playing one of the other sports in college?
Probably volleyball. Definitely more than basketball.
All right. And all right, Cassidy?
I played a little bit of volleyball in my day, but not enough to go to college for it.
So you couldn't see yourself playing college volleyball here?
No.
Jordan, other sports that you've played?
I played basketball and volleyball also, but I could see myself playing basketball if I wasn't playing softball, but softball's number one.
I saw her play basketball in high school, and she was very intense. In your face.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to go the other way around. No. So that's why I recruited her, not Coach Daniel.
No, I came in and watched her play a game, and that girl was so frustrated because she was in her space all the time.
Wow. Now, when you're out recruiting, and we've asked you this question since you come here to Lake Michigan College, what type of student athlete are you looking to bring here to LMC?
Well, when I'm looking, you know, of course, character is one of the main things that I look for, and you know, I always preach, try to preach family. I want us to be a family. I want us to enjoy being with each other and stuff. So I kind of look for that girl that wants to be a part of that too, you know. And this team here is totally that. I mean, totally. We are a family, and we do have each other's backs.
Are there any, you know, you have the stat sheet in front of you. Are there any stats, anything that has maybe surprised you a little bit from this year's team that maybe you weren't expecting to see right now?
I was not expecting to see Kiara Herson hit like she's hitting. I knew she was capable of it. I saw her in high school. But I'm really surprised that she's, you know, she's batting .478. And she's on base all the time. And they know when she's on, you know, my first two hitters have a lot of speed. And then I come up, you know, with the other one. My top five are outstanding. And so, yeah, the surprise mainly is, if there's a surprise, it would be our defense. We preach hitting since August 14th, and we've worked on it hard, because I found in this conference, it took me a couple years, that if you don't hit, you're in trouble. And so we really, really worked hard on it and focused on it a lot, and we still are. And so that's the good part. And then, like I said, our defense has really improved over the last 2 years. as far as errors and stuff like that. So this team doesn't surprise me a whole lot. They come to work, they work hard, they know the game, and you know you love a team like that because then you're not constantly coaching all the time and teaching because they know what they're doing.
You know, I had asked Monet and Jayla and Sam this question because they mentioned, you know, Coach mentioned there was a dance-off when they were in the national tournament. If there was going to be a dance-off with the softball team, who do you think would win your softball dance-off? Who on the roster?
I would say probably Kiara or myself. I dance a lot during practice. So
do you really?
I just dance the most. I'd say Kiara is probably like better like with the moves, but like I just dance a lot, so.
So, do you stop practice and just watch her dance during practice?
I just kind of turn away.
He's ashamed.
Just turn away.
But you know what? If it works, it works, right?
Right.
Who do you think would win the dance off on the team?
I agree with Jordan. It's either her or Kiara for sure.
Yeah, Kiara or Jordy, they got a tie for first.
Yeah?
I don't think anybody's going to touch them.
Now, when Jordan starts dancing during practice, do you guys just start to join her? You go, well, since she's dancing, I'm going to start dancing too?
Most of the time, I'll look at Jordy, I'll laugh a little bit.
I get the impression you're having fun. I mean, obviously, you got to take this thing seriously because you know you're a college student first, and then a softball player, and you want to do well in the classroom and you want to do well in the field. But it sounds like with all of that going on, you're having fun with what you're doing.
Yeah, and I think you kind of have to, or else you're gonna play bad probably.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you're not having fun, why are you there?
Yeah, you're having fun.
Oh yeah, yep, I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah, especially part of it is, well, most of it is just the girls. It's a really good group of girls. Everybody gets along really well. We just have a good, like, team chemistry.
You're having fun. I know that much.
It's softball. I'm always having fun.
You could play softball 12 months a year, can't you?
Yeah, I used to. But, this has been, I'd say, as far as the most fun I've had coaching since my Lakeshore 12U team was one of my favorites. That was the Lauren Castonis of the world.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That team, all those girls won a state championship. But this is a lot of fun. Like I said, you enjoy coming to practice. You enjoy coaching the games because they're just fun to be around.
And as we wrap things up, I'll let you guys go. Every once in a while we'll play this one game. There was a book that a friend of mine wrote called Odd or Not Odd. And it just brings up different situations. Is it odd or not odd to do this? So let's say you go out and have Mexican food for dinner. Is it odd or not odd to eat the leftovers for breakfast the next morning?
Not odd.
Not odd.
Not odd. I did it just last week. I had a burrito for dinner. I only ate half of it. Woke up the other day. Woke up the next day. Ate the other half for breakfast.
Oh, nice.
Not odd.
Not odd.
Nope.
Coach?
I've been known to eat spaghetti for breakfast.
Well, you can't get wrong with spaghetti. No, not at all. All right, you guys, we appreciate you coming in and getting up early. I really look forward to seeing more good things for Lake Michigan College softball, and congratulations on the run so far in the national.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk a little athletics as a whole with Athletic Director Melissa Grau as we continue from Lake Michigan College, the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.
You've heard of Plainchers Furniture on Territorial Road in Benton Harbor, right across from the airport. Sure you have. Well, I'm going to save you some time. Don't shop for your furniture there. Look, you should keep going to the fancy place on the fancy street in the fancy building. Yeah, sure. At Plainchers, you'll see all exactly the same brand names for way, way less. So don't go to Plainchers Furniture on Territorial Road right across from the airport. You'll save too much money. And who needs that?
It's Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, where right now, select John Deere tractors and zero-turn mowers come with a free gift card worth up to $300. Nothing runs like a deer when it comes to cutting big yard work down to size. Use your gift card to gear up with attachments, then set out for greener pastures. Today is the day for doing. Buy a select John Deere, get a gift card, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through April 17th in store or online. Gift card amount varies by model.
Play ball! The Getaway Grill and Cubby Bar has your chance to hop on our Chicago Cubs bus trip to see the Cubs take on the Miami Marlins in Chicago Thursday, May 9th. Game time is 2:20 Michigan time. Stop by the Getaway on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman by April 25th to register to win a pair of tickets to the game and seats on our bus. For more information or to purchase tickets for the trip, go to WSJMSports.com. But to win tickets, get to the Getaway Grill and Cubby Bar in Bridgman.
Curb appeal. You know it when you see it. And with the Home Depot, you can absolutely get it. Boost your curb appeal with the best brands at the best prices. From new garage doors to colorful flowers, from exterior lights to a new coat of paint, from inspiration to installation, you can do it. Or let the Home Depot do it for you. Visit homedepot.com/services for more information on installing your next project. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, the road trip at Lake Michigan College. We wrap things up just talking athletics as a whole here at Lake Michigan College with Melissa Grau, the athletic director. You're in your element here, and you guiding the athletic department, this is just this is your element, isn't it?
I would say yes. I would say yes. Sports is my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what was unique about you, you coached softball here, and was it last year? Or the year before, at the last minute, you had to step in and coach in baseball. Was that, how weird was that?
The weird part was, is obviously they were males. Mm-hmm. I never really understood the difference between female and male. There is a vast difference, I can attest. I don't think I'd ever really go back to coaching adult males, but it was fun. It was fun, you know. We were in a tough situation. The boys were in a tough situation, and we just came in and had fun with it. They had a culture shock the first game that we went on the road. But after that moment, I think we all kind of gelled and meshed. Mm-hmm. And here's the beauty of it, though. You know, I got to go back to some of our former athletes. I got to go with Kyle Griffiths. He came in and helped me out. And obviously he was an All-American here before he went on. And, you know, he's a Hall of Famer, so you got to love that. Mm-hmm. And his grit and his tenacity just overflowed into the boys. It was actually fun to watch. And then Mike Banks, who is actually Wass's assistant now, he actually went here for a year. And so it was great to call in the troops, if you will.
Right.
You know, it's great to go back in the deck and say, hey, guys, I need you. And I needed that more than anyone ever knows. The one good thing is they did not make me wear baseball pants. I was so excited. I actually called the region director. I said, listen, I mean, there's a lot of things I'm going to do, but baseball pants is not one of them. And they're like, no, you're okay, Mel. You're okay. And I was like, thank you. Thank you so much.
Is there a rule?
You got to be in uniform in baseball.
Really?
And you got to wear the little beanie hat. And I'm like, seriously, guys, I do not want to wear a beanie hat. Because I'll be honest with you, you know, with softball, we're closer. And I do not care what you tell me. It comes off the bat just as hard. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have to wear a beanie hat. I'm like, come on, really? Beanie hats are not my style. So, but I did have to put one on. It was great.
So you sacrificed the pants for the hat.
I did. I sacrificed that, which I was okay with. But I'd forget to put it on. So the umpires are really great. They're like, Mel, you might want to go get your helmet on. And I'm like, okay, sorry guys.
I forgot.
Well,
you know, it's always fun to talk to the coaches. You have the head coaches here at the Lake Michigan College, and you really have a nice staff here that represent Lake Michigan College well and bring the right kind of student athlete that you want to be here to represent this institution.
There is no question. I'm blessed right now. You know, we're strong at all seven sports. And what they're doing and how they're building our programs and completely renovating each program and developing our student athletes is phenomenal. I'm so ecstatic.
Do you even have to, knowing the people you have in place right now, do you even have to find yourself reminding your coaches, this is the type of student athlete I want here? They just kind of know it, don't they?
They do. They know the expectations, and they feed off of each other, mm-hmm. which is a beautiful thing.
Well, and I've noticed that just here this morning.
Yeah. They're
with,
great.
You know, winter coach and the spring coaches and interacting and congratulating and all that. They're all kind of on the same team.
And you know, I'm going to go back to this, and I've preached this from day one, and it goes back to my roots. We're family,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the way across the board. When our women really kicked off everything, you saw the whole softball team in that gym at the pup rally, right? We really get behind each other, and that's what families do.
Yeah.
And so we really preach that here.
And I love the environment here, especially with your coaches bringing in as many of the local high school, you know, graduates. You know, granted, you're reaching out to other regions in that, but if there are friends or family close enough in proximity, they come and watch.
Which is amazing,
yeah.
too. And we've had more outpour. I get calls a lot saying, hey, are the games still on? Are the games still on? Are we going to have this? And I'm like, yeah, you know, come on out, you know. And mm-hmm. then, you know, I even have them now calling my cell.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I don't really know how that happened, but, you know, it's a great thing. It is. And I enjoy that. You know, I like getting the phone call from Mr. Frost, and he's like, hey, Mel, is the game still on today? And I'm like, yes, sir, you can come on out. It's have a good time.
That's nice. Well, it's nice to have the staff here and the student-athletes, and it's nice to see the student-athletes go on to have success at the next level, too.
Oh, it's great. And it's always nice for them to come back mm-hmm. and say, hey, you know, this is what's going on, and we follow them. And it's phenomenal, and that's our job. Our job is to get them in, get them prepared, and then, you know, have them transfer out to a four-year to play.
And if I'm not, is Arsenio Arrington still playing overseas?
He, from what I am understanding, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Lauren Johnson was also getting looks. So.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
It's
he was.
Exciting.
Yeah, because Lauren was an All-American here, right?
That or honorable mention. You're making me go in the Cowboys.
And then he went on to have a nice, you know, a couple of more years. Yeah. Was it Calvin or one of the MIAA schools?
I think
or,
it was. Yeah.
Yeah. I could be wrong there too. But
no.
No. I mean, you run a great ship here, and everyone. It's an easy program, and not just individual sports, but just the department as a whole. It's for me personally, it's easy to fall in love with what you're doing here, and love to be a part of it.
I always preach teamwork makes the dream work, right? We have to mm-hmm. be a team or we don't flow.
What's the toughest on an athletic director as we wrap things up for you, scheduling wise, winter or spring, just because of the weather cancellations? What's worse?
Well, I would always tell you spring, but we've had some crazy winters, especially with Snowmageddon. At least that's what I call it. it's a coin flip. But usually spring, and it's just because of the dirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've Chris and Sarah. We've been out to the fields quite a few times this year and got a little dirty before games to get the fields prepped, because that's what we do. You know, we want these guys to play, because I've been the student athlete where I have to play 5 days in a row, and that's mm-hmm. it wears on your body, and that's one thing that we don't want to have happen to them.
So you and Sarah are the grounds crew.
Well, no. We just help. We aid. We aid the
you
grounds
aid.
Crew. Yes.
Now, for softball, is it under John's direction? Because I know how particular he is about his his facility.
Well, I mean, we call him the supervisor. No, he's out there with us. He really is. I thought both he and I almost broke our backs last week, but we're here today, so that's a bonus.
Did you make the trip down to Arkansas with the women's basketball team?
I did not. I stuck around for baseball and softball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we were gearing up. Like, when they leave, we play. And I know it's kind of odd for others to think about that, but we are in the Midwest, and we do start March 23rd around that area. So.
Yeah. Right when it's wrapping up. Yeah. Well, congratulations on everything. I mean, you're doing a great job here. And like I said, it's an easy athletic department and all the programs to fall in love with, and fun to watch.
Well, when you have great coaches and you have student athletes to follow suit, it makes my life a heck of a lot easier.
Well, keep it up.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good to see you as always.
You too.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for the road trip, and we'll take a quick break and come back and wrap it up on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Here's Brendan Heenan, ASC Certified Master Mechanic and owner of Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph.
Just like everyone else, you're ready to get out in your baby and driver the very first nice day. In a spring service, it's important to have your tire pressures checked, your battery checked and serviced, your fluids all topped up.
Their spring service schedule fills up fast. Call now to book your appointment.
Autobahn Imports, obsessed with European.
I'm Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Water Relief Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement, with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers!
The college basketball tournament is over, and after all of the madness, Shannon Moore from Three Oaks is our Bracket Madness winner from WSJM Sports in the Buck in downtown St. Joe. Not only did Shannon have the best overall bracket, she also successfully predicted the two teams playing for the national championship and who won it all. Along with bragging about having the best local bracket, Shannon is also $500 richer. Congratulations to Shannon Moore, our Bracket Madness winner from the Buck in downtown St. Joe and 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
And that's going to wrap things up from Lake Michigan College with the WSJM Sports Road Trip. Our thanks to Melissa Grau, the athletic director here at LMC, also John Jules, Zach Wasserman, and Patrick Daniel, and the student athletes here at Lake Michigan College. It's been a fun hour. We'll do it again next week. The road trip stops at Berrien Springs High School to talk Shamrock Athletics here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. It's just after 8 o'clock.
WSJM Sports is 106.1 FM, W291 DK, St. Joseph, and AM 1400 WSJM St. Joseph.